Live from KQED News, I'm Alex Hall. The Biden administration is seeking to suppress a report looking into longstanding sexual abuse at an East Bay federal women's prison and its abrupt closure. KQED's Sydney Johnson reports.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons shut FCI Dublin down this spring, shortly after a judge appointed a special master to investigate the prison's history of sexual abuse and retaliation. The special master's report hasn't been released yet, but the feds are already saying that it's flawed and invalid and violates the Prison Litigation Reform Act. They want to keep it hidden from the public, according to court filings. FCI Dublin faces nearly 60 lawsuits over sexual assault and retaliation, including a class action lawsuit on behalf of the 600 women who lived there at the time it shut down. Prison officials are asking the judge to dismiss the class action suit. I'm Sydney Johnson, KQED News.
One of California's main oil industry groups says it is pulling its referendum on the state's oil well buffer law. KQED's senior climate editor Kevin Stark reports.
SB 1137, a law that bans new oil and gas wells near schools and parks, has been on hold since the California Independent Petroleum Association gathered enough signatures for a referendum vote. They say the setback rule would lead to less in-state oil production. While the group acknowledges California is transitioning to clean energy, they say we're still using lots of oil. The law will take effect immediately now that SEPA has dropped the referendum, but the group has vowed to sue, so court could put it on hold again. Still, environmentalists and advocates celebrated the announcement as a victory and promised to challenge any litigation. I'm Kevin Stark, KQED News.
And I'm Alex Hall.